Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a category nobody really probably tracks. Hat tricks for 40-year-olds in the NHL.
He might be leading that one.
Well, there are some stats on that, and I believe our next guest is going to have some details on that. John Walton joins us now. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Zabe sitting in for JP. Good morning, Mr. Walton. How are you?
John, I love you. Welcome, Zabe.
Zabe, we have not done this in a long time. It is good to talk with you. And B. Mitch, I appreciate the theme music as always.
John's the biggest Prince fan out there.
I love it. So, John, last time you and I actually, I think, were within eyesight of each other, even though we didn't speak, June 7th, 2018.
Damn.
Do you remember what happened on that date?
It was a good day, so I think maybe this is going to bring about good events is the best that I can imagine here. Yeah, that was
Stanley Cup Game 5 in Vegas, 4-3 final. Cup gets raised. I'm there as a fan just because a friend of a friend said, hey, I got a ticket. You want to come out? And I'm like, hell yeah. And I'm like, they better win it tonight because this is the only ticket I have for the series. Like, if it goes further than this. But then I saw you got to have your skate with Lord Stanley, and you talked about how much it meant to you as a kid growing up with the game of hockey, and I thought that is a really cool, special thing. I was very happy for you, John.
Yeah, that was an amazing night, and easily in 15 seasons here, the best moment I think you could ever ask for. And yeah, just the memories of that. It's funny, you know, as a kid and, you know, in your 20s and whatever, you know, going to Vegas with your buddies, you never could have imagined that the best hockey moment you'd ever have in your life and certainly one of the best moments of your life, period, would be in Vegas. It would have nothing to do with winning anything other than just being along for the ride with the greatest group of guys ever. It was such a special time back
Very
then.
Very cool. And Alex Ovechkin is still churning along. I would have ventured to bet that many casual sports fans, not from D.C., that know of Ovechkin, that don't follow the NHL on the regular, might be shocked to be like, he's still playing? He's 40, and like, I mean, I know he broke the record last year, so that would catch the eye of the casuals.
He's 40, and he got a hat trick last night.
Right. Okay. So give me your perspective on the unbelievable Russian machine that never breaks, even at 40.
You know, this season has been wild in the fact that not just with Alex, but in the first quarter of the season, which really kind of came to a close earlier this week, this team had trouble scoring goals. It seemed to be contagious. The special teams haven't been very good. And they started out winning 6 of 8, but then they went a stretch of 10 games and they only won twice and things weren't going very well. And then all of a sudden, this week, in beating Los Angeles and then just beating up on Edmonton here and then pummeling Montreal last night, and Alex, again, is right in the middle of it. And he had a hat trick last year against Edmonton in February, 32nd hat trick of his career. And the way he started, it's like, okay, he's getting a few, and he's starting to heat up a little bit. But, you know, when he goes into Montreal, something special happens. He has hat tricked them 4 times now, the most of any single team in his career. Damn. And it's not even a divisional team, right? Like you'd expect if it were, you know, the Rangers or the Flyers or even back in the Southeast Division days, the Florida Panthers or Tampa Bay or something. They've never been in division with Montreal. That doesn't seem to matter. He just goes in there and beats them up. So even at 40, and to be able to do what he did at the end of the game, And guys, I want to talk a little bit about Dylan Strome last night, because Ovi got the hat trick in large part because of a pass that Dylan made to him. And we're like, wow, Dylan had this tremendous night, three assists, and we're talking about it. And we didn't know what had happened during the game where, you know, his wife was due in 2 weeks with their third child, a daughter. And we find out when we walk in the room, Ovi actually talked first, and he was talking about Stromer and a big night for his family. And, you know, Mike Vogel and I are looking at each other like, what's he talking about? I have no idea what's happening right now. And then Stromer comes back and I have something to say. And he breaks down. He starts crying. He's emotional. He missed the birth of his daughter. It happened so fast. She went in during the warm-up of the game last night, and the child was born by 7:30. We weren't even out of the first period yet.
Wow.
And so here he is, not even in the country, and this wildly emotional moment. I mean, you guys have been in a whole lot of locker rooms, and I have too. I've never had a moment like that where I'm looking across at other people in the scrum going, well, didn't expect it. I thought we were going to talk about eight goals and a big Caps win here, and now suddenly we've taken a big left turn. And it was emotional. It was bonding, I think, for these guys too. It was just such a wild room, and they were so supportive of him, and it was so emotional. And just on a random Thursday night in November in the middle of the season, it was crazy last night.
So imagine the stories they're going to tell that kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Baby, you know the night you were born?
Right. So Ovechkin has the hat trick, but Strome had the life trick.
Yeah.
A third daughter, John. Third daughter on a three assist night.
Yeah.
Now, I've got two daughters, but three daughters. I mean, it's going to be a wild ride in their teenagers. You got three daughters,
yes.
B-Bitch?
Yes.
Three for three?
And three or four.
Okay.
Son was first, and then I got three in a row.
Well, you know how it is when they're teenagers. So he's going to be a wild ride with three daughters when they're in high school. But it's what a blessing that is. And I am hoping and assuming, John, that the Caps social media team has some assets of that moment that they're going to put out at some point.
Oh yeah, they've got video out. They're so good at that. Like,
is it out already?
Last night, yeah, it's out there. And then, so I mean, I was sitting there asking a question. That was, you know, I'm ready to ask a hockey question, and then we're hit with that, and it was like, well, what do you ask now? So Mike Vogel actually started, and he said, you know, just what. You know, the emotion of it. And then I said, you know, what did it mean to have your teammates behind you? I mean, that's such a, you know, it's pretty devastating. The due date was in 2 weeks. Like, we were talking about the California trip in 2 weeks. Like, maybe Dylan wouldn't be there for part of it because of the birth of their child. And here he is in Montreal. We were gone. We were only in Montreal for 22 hours. I mean, we got in at 2 in the morning. We were out last night before midnight. So it was a shortest of short trips. You're not even probably thinking. It's like, I'll be home. And even he said, I'm going to get home in time. Like, I mean, I got a chance, right? I mean, the game's going to go. We're going to fly right home. We're going to be at Dulles by 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, whatever. And I'll go right to the hospital. And it just didn't work that way for him.
Yeah, so I was able to get home one time. I rolled in the house and rolled right back out.
Rolled in?
I got back from Kansas City.
Change your undershirt?
Like, don't drop. Don't stop. Let's keep moving.
Oh,
and
my
go
God.
Back and boom.
That is funny. Yep. So it would be funny if the announcers, the PA announcer, John, said, goal by number 8, assist number 17. Also, your daughter has been born. Congratulations. At 4:23 in the first period, 4:23. Goal to number 8 and a child to number 17.
And it was in Montreal, so it would have been in French, too. That would have been great.
Right, exactly. All right, so with this last couple of games where they have just slaughtered some teams.
15 goals.
What does it do to the outlook for the rest of the season? And I wasn't here to start the year to get the vibe, John, on what they were thinking this year was going to be. But does it change things?
I think there are still some work things that need to be done. It's a work in progress. I would say special teams still have a ways to go. But I think that some of the injuries are going to still be an issue. Pierre-Luc Dubois probably won't be back until after the Olympics. And for Nick Dowd, missing last night, something shorter term, but hopefully he's back soon. Those are two big losses defensively. But this team is, you know, last year was wild in the fact that I didn't think that they were a division winner. I certainly didn't think they would be at the very top of the Eastern Conference. I thought they were a good team, but they were a great team, and they won a playoff round. And you know, they found, okay, this is what we got to do to beat Carolina. We got to get faster. We got to, you know, they were legitimately one of the top eight teams in the regular season, the second best team in the league last year. They had a lot of guys that had career years. So in any sport, you're going to have some regression. And the Caps had more than their share the first quarter, where Connor McMichael was off to a slow start. Alexei Protas was off to a slow start. And even Alex was off to a slow start. But they all seemed to be, after all the puck luck that hadn't gone their way in the first 16, 17 games, now in the last little bit, feels like it's starting to turn the corner a little bit. They found some line combinations that work. They will probably be hard-pressed to turn it into a division title before it's all said and done. But I've said it from the beginning. Carolina, New Jersey, Washington, probably the top three teams in the league. They filter out in some way, shape, or form. And the Caps very much, will be a playoff team when it's all said and done. And in the Eastern Conference this year, guys, and I don't know how much you see it day-to-day, but it's wild right now. Everybody is within. I mean, the Caps were, before the game on Monday, they were in 26th place in the league. They are now 2 points from first place in the Metropolitan Division, which is crazy. I mean, just three wins, and it's so bunched together, and nobody's pulled away. Nobody's lost too much. Everybody's kind of in that mushy middle, and it just, you know, the Caps have weathered that. So now, if you can start turning the corner, do more of what happened last year, improve on special teams, get some guys back, no reason to think the good things aren't going to happen here.
John, answer this question. Ovi last year got injured, broke his leg, came back. And you start questioning, will he be able to break the record? He did that. This year, now he started off a little slow. He got a hat trick last night. We're 22 games in, 62 games left. Has 7 goals now. What's the possibility or the expectation of how many goals he can score this year?
I mean, I'm laughing because it's just, he's 40. And every time, I've 15 years of me doing this now, and every year, even going back to, you know, late 20s, early 30s, like, oh, he's going to slow down. Oh, this is going to, you know, is he going to get the record? Is he going to even get to, you know, 700? And then, you know, he just keeps going and gets 50 goals and hat tricks on the second to last day of the season to get to 50 when you didn't think he'd get there. And then you think, oh, he's going to blow the record away. And then you're right. He breaks his leg almost a year ago to the day in Salt Lake City. And like, oh, he's not going to do it this year. And then, well, of course he's going to do it. It's Alex. He always does it. And now, you know, I was even talking with a couple people after the game last night. I'm like, you know, after 32 hat tricks, you know, he's 40. Are we going to see another one? And then lo and behold, of course, he does it in Montreal. I mean, how dare I even think that he might not do it again? Because he always does it again. And there's going to come a day when he doesn't, and it's time to call it a career. But right now,
he might be 50 then.
I mean, he might be, right? I mean, everything is just, I mean, he just keeps finding ways to do it. And, you know, now, you know, working with Dylan Strome last night and back with Anthony Beauvillier, he's been with a lot of different line mates. There's been a lot of changes, a lot of, the lineup's been in flux most nights, and he just has gotten on a heater again. And as he goes, so goes the team. And you'd like to think that that gets the power play jump started. They have their, just their second game all season last night that they had more than one power play goal in a game. So maybe the sky's the limit. Ethan Frank hadn't scored a goal since last season, a stretch of 18 games. He got 4 points last night, 2 goals, 2 assists. And just everybody seems to be all of the sudden, after a lot of guys were really fighting it, a lot of guys feeling pretty good coming back from Montreal last night, getting ready for Tampa tomorrow.
You mentioned Dubois not being back until after the Olympics. I just want to talk about how happy I am that the Olympics and the NHL have figured this out, because I have thought that this being a part of the Olympics is one of the great things that they finally figured out how to do. So I'm excited for it this winter.
Yeah, and me too. And on our Saturday show here tomorrow on a fan, on Cap Saturday Faceoff, Kenny Albert's going to join us. And Kenny's calling the Olympics and calling hockey in Milan. And we talk about that. It's just the greatest tournament, not since Sochi, not since 2014, to your point, have we seen this. And now, as the best on best go at it in a bigger tournament, Four Nations last year was great, but it's only four countries, right?
Right.
So now that you have this bigger stage and Team USA strong in goal, and listen, we got a couple of guys for Team Canada that Tom Wilson and Logan Thompson, who I both hope get to go here, and we see them there. Tom Wilson seems to be trending in the media in Canada as being someone who will probably be there. I think there's a real good chance he will be. I hope Logan Thompson is. he's the best Canadian goalie going. You'd think they'd figure that out. But, you know, he came from Vegas to Washington, and the Vegas guys are in the search committee, so to speak, for the team. And, you know, I don't know, you know, I get the sense that, you know, things are a little frosty there. They better get over it because Logan's the best goalie. He needs to go, and I hope he does. And he's just been terrific for this team, such a good citizen in the room, and very happy that, you know, what he's been able to do, one of the best goalies in the NHL again this year. What a great move for the Caps to get him. But, yeah, hopefully we got some local flavor going over there, too. We'll find out here.
All right. Very
Make
good.
It more interesting.
Yep. Thank you for your time, John. We appreciate
it. All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Man. John Walton brought to you on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Coming up, the college football weekend. It's the calm before the rivalry storm weekend. And a pet peeve that I need to get off my chest. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Zabe sitting in.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When I walk on by.
B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan. I am Steve Zabin. Yes, that guy who used to be around here. Back again on the airwaves. Thank you to Chris Kynard for letting me get some bullpen innings while guys are out enjoying their bye week. B. Mitch has been an easy ride for me yesterday and today. So hopefully you're enjoying a little change up to the show. But you guys will be back in the saddle on Monday. Have really not talked Commanders today. We talked about the fact they're going to go overseas next year.
Yeah.
I listened to the junkies give out report cards and grades, and it gave me PTSD thinking about high school and grades and triggering. I'm like, oh, I hate the grading thing. We can get into it. I just figured today on a Friday, it's a bye weekend. Unless you got something specific you want to dig into, let's just leave the Commanders off to the side.
Yeah, they're not playing this week.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we believe me, all the shows on the station have gone over and hashed through
what's happened.
Many, many things. Yeah. And the unfortunate reality is nothing can really be done until we turn the page into the off season.
True.
And I've always had a rule, B. Mitch, and there's been plenty of Redskin seasons in which it was over well before it was over.
Yeah.
My rule is always enjoy our football while it's on our plate. We'll have all off season to get into these free agent lists.
Yeah.
And the capologist stuff and the draft.
You
and
saw
everything.
Like me, Zay.
Yeah. So we got football right now. So let's just deal with the football now.
I don't care about all the stuff going to happen later.
Right.
Deal with it when it happens.
It's too early.
And we don't know any damn way.
No. So let's just... It is too early. Yeah. That said, I did go to tankathon.com. Are you aware of that site?
What's it called?
Tankathon.
I've heard of it.
It's basically a website dedicated to printing the standings based on the draft in every sport. So, in other words, if you know your team is ass and all you care about is, well, are we going to be any better next year? Go to tankathon.com and they'll lay it all out for you.
They'll probably destroy your whole mindset.
I did print out, though, the mock draft at tankathon.com going three rounds deep. If you did want to go into this now, again, like I said, you can do this on your own time.
Yeah.
Not going to do it here on the air. But there are a number of teams this weekend you wouldn't mind quietly rooting for to win. Because it will help the Commanders.
Totally.
So if you want to take a note of the teams to root for this weekend, I have those for you here. They include, let's see, 2-8 Cleveland versus 2-8 Las Vegas. You're rooting for a tie. You know why? You want both those teams to be ahead of you in the draft, or with more wins, I should say. And a tie is a half win. So
is 2-8 Cleveland against who?
2-8 Vegas.
See,
Commanders are 3-8 right now into the bye. So here's the thing. You want a half win to possibly trip up both teams. If one team wins, that's still a small win for the Commanders because someone is going to climb out of that 2-8 hole. But that's one way to look at it. And then, of course, you want to root for all the other bad teams like Tennessee, the Giants,
to keep winning.
New Orleans, the Jets, even though it's unlikely that many of those teams are going to win because there's some pretty big spreads out there
totally. This
weekend. There's a lot of lumber, which we're going to hear from the governor and Mike Jones later on. Let me get to college real quick and a pet peeve. So tankathon.com did a pretty good job of letting me just print the pages they have on their website.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised at how many other websites literally do not ever want you to print out the content you're looking at. It is a nightmare. It is a quagmire most times. You're looking for the little print icon. You're looking for, wait a minute, where can I just want this list. I just want this story.
Yeah.
I don't want the pop-up ads. I don't want the videos. I don't want the pop-unders. I don't want the surveys. I don't want the cookie warnings.
And just I don't want to join your stuff.
Thank you. I ain't joining no club. I'm not subscribing. I'm not doing any of that. And it's so frustrating. I'm like, some of us still want to print it out. I know you're thinking, well, who's going to print it out at home? What are you going to do? Put it on your refrigerator with your kids' pictures they drew at school? I want to have it.
Yeah.
I want to have it in my hand. So I like to have every week a visual one sheet of the mountain of Division I football games. And there's a lot every week because there's 119 D1 programs, maybe more. I haven't checked the number lately, but it's a lot. And luckily for us who like football, they're all on TV somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember where many games, you're like, oh, that game's not on TV. Really? No, not on TV at all. Anywhere. Yeah. You can't get it.
Now you can find them all.
Yeah, you can find them all. And there is a website that prints out the entire rundown of games, but would not let me print it for love nor money. I tried multiple times. I had to do screenshots as JPEGs and then paste them into a Word document, shrink it down, and here it is. I'm holding it in front of you.
Wow.
I've got the full rundown of games because I just wanted to see. I'm like, okay, where are the big teams? Who are they playing? Who's on a bye this week? What's the landscape? Because this is the pause before the storm.
Yeah.
The rivalry storm is next weekend, starting on Friday, Black Friday, the Egg Bowl, with Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. By the way, can I get you to weigh in on this ultimatum they've given Lane Kiffin? Like, hey, if you're going to take the LSU job, you got to let us know by the Egg Bowl. Isn't that crazy that this is actually
It's crazy,
a thing?
But I think they want to be able to look. I mean, if you're going to do it, don't make us wait till the end of this stuff and then leave.
I don't blame Ella or Ole Miss. I just think it's crazy that they're poaching coaches on a historic season in the SEC in the middle of the season.
But that is where it's about money these days. Mm-hmm. And I think people get mad at the players. Same thing with the coaches.
Yeah.
Same thing with the schools.
Yeah.
So if everybody else getting cheddar, let the players get cheddar.
Right. So the calm before the storm weekend does have a handful of big games. The biggest one is number 15 USC at number 7 Oregon.
Yeah.
USC is just on the outside edges of making the college football playoff. A win against Oregon up there in Eugene would be massive for them. Missouri is at Oklahoma, number 22 Missouri and number 8 Oklahoma. Again, Missouri's probably too far out of it to get in, but Oklahoma with a bad loss could fall a couple of spots at least.
Totally.
They could put themselves in jeopardy of being out. We got the Hokies right here on 106.7 The Fan at noon tomorrow. They're hosting number 13 Miami. It's a massive game for Miami because they got a great resume. Many people are saying Miami should already be in, but they're one click out right now at 13.
That's a hell of a spread, though. Minus 18 and a half is a lot.
Right. Even with an interim coach and Franklin waiting in the wings, I would not put it past Virginia Tech to rise up and give Miami problems tomorrow.
Mm.
Number 11 BYU is at Cincinnati. That is even though Cincinnati's not ranked, that is a hard road date for BYU that wants to stay in there. And number 12 Utah, they host K-State. That is a bit more of a cupcake for them. But those are the teams that are right on the edge of the playoff. Number 2 Indiana, bye week. Number 6 Ole Miss, bye week. Number 5 Texas Tech, bye week. Number 19 Virginia, bye week. So they're all off. The cupcakes are Ohio State hosting Rutgers.
Yeah.
Then they get, of course, Michigan in the game. That's at Ann Arbor this year. Number 3 Texas A&M hosts Samford. Cupcake.
Yeah, very.
Number 4 Georgia hosts Charlotte. Cupcake. Nom, nom, nom. Number 9 Notre Dame is at home against Syracuse. That should be a pretty easy game, but it's not a total cupcake. And number 10 Alabama hosts Eastern Illinois because they don't want to really sprain anything before they take on Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
Auburn is not good this year. They've already fired their coach, but still, it's the freaking Iron Bowl.
They wake up to play that game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have here, if you want a Xerox. Do we have Xeroxes in the building?
They don't even have a spread for that Alabama Eastern Illinois game.
Not posted?
No spread.
No spread yet?
No.
Spread too big to list?
Well, it has to be higher than minus 44 and a half because that's what I think Ohio State is favored by.
Okay. Okay. But I've got right here, chronologically, by time window from 12 o'clock, if you really want to be couch bound tomorrow, and by the way, it's going to be 55 and rainy tomorrow as it is today, according to the weatherman. If you want to just sit on the couch, this is the sheet to have where it's literally every game, every time, every network. They even give you the announcers. The only problem is I started to try to look for which teams were on a bye based on the numbers and the rankings. And I didn't know which rankings they were using, and I started to get all crossways on the numbers, counting. Okay, 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. What am I missing here? Who's gone? And then I realized I was looking at the AP top 25, not the ESPN top 25.
Wow.
And I think there's a third top 25 as well. So that definitely messed me up. But you know what? People, will you please allow for better printing? for those of us who like to print stuff, for God's sake.
I'm the same way.
Okay.
I like to print, have it in my hand to read it. I don't like reading it on this or even on the computer.
Okay.
And have to go back to it. I'd rather have it in my hand.
And then because of that,
Dave, I'm a printer.
You are a printer. Look at that. Look at that big folder full of stuff right there. I love it, with notes on it as well. Then, because I had realized that I've gotten quite loose with my ability to rattle off exactly how the playoff works, I'm like, I better print this out and refresh myself on the way it works. And I'll give the collegefootballplayoff.com website full credit, because they have a PDF that you can print. That is very nice. It's a good graphic layout of the bracket. It explains the rules.
It's in color.
It's in color? Yeah. Exactly. The top four teams in the selection committee final rankings. And we've got three more of these. So you've got after this week, after the rivalry week, and then one more after the conference championships. Mm-hmm. Three more committee meetings. They'll rank the teams 1 through 12. The top five conference champions in the rankings get the top five seeds. If any of those top five conference champions are outside of the top 12, then they'll be the 12 seed. They'll get in, but they'll be the lowest seed in the bracket. Then teams 1 through 4 get a first round bye. The remaining teams that are ranked by the committee, that's 7 through 12, they'll be seeded 5 through 12 based on their final ranking. The first games of the weekend of December 19th and 20th on Friday and Saturday. Then it's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for the quarters. And then the semis are January 8th and 9th. And the championship is not until January 19th.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, they make it. It's long, man.
It's a long road.
And that's why when I hear people discussing the stuff about the players, I'm like, look how long this stuff has gotten. Look how they are as long as them.
It's like a pro season.
Pro season.
Right.
And you mean to tell me they're not supposed to get anything? No.
Well, at this point, so like if you're going to knock Ohio State, A&M, or Georgia for doing cupcakes, or Alabama cupcakes before their rivalry game, just remember, many of them will have a conference championship game, and then they've got to grind their way through the bracket.
Through the playoffs.
If they're going to make it to January 19th.
And it ends up being about, what, 15, 16 games, basically, for a college person to go to the end?
Yeah, it's a pro schedule.
Could be more, yeah.
That's a pro schedule right there. And speaking of these college games, it's bad enough that it's hard to know where things are streaming on, what channels, because it's always changing. Now it's getting even more complicated because NBC wants to sub-license the rights to the Big Ten Football Championship to either Netflix or Amazon.
Because they're getting paid.
I know.
So anyway, we have the deal, we paid, and now we can recoup some of our money?
Yes. We're going to sell off pieces of
it. Hell yeah.
This is crazy. So basically the big networks and the big, you know, streamers are starting to horse trade with each other. Like, okay, do you want to buy this? Okay, we'll buy that. You buy this. This is over here. We own that. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Basically, they are making partnerships without it being a partnership.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. So we can work better in different entities. So you could buy up all this, I buy up all this. Now we work together. We make all the money.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, when does it all settle down? Will it all settle down?
It's
never going to settle down?
It's a race, man. Okay. Like you see the commercial where they're trying to chase the cup, the NBA final.
Oh, trophy. Right.
It's just like that. That's how life is.
Yeah. So, you know, that doggone sports are just too popular in this country.
Very much.
Okay. Quick break. We got our guy at the top of the hour. We got Mike Jones from The Athletic, and then, of course, the governor will make his picks. I also have my rundown, my handwritten rundown of the NFL games.
Yeah, you got different colors and all.
Oh, yeah. I take this very seriously. So seriously that when I was writing down, handwriting these games, I forgot the biggest one of the weekend, which is Colts at Chiefs, where the Chiefs are 3.5 at home against the 8-2 Colts.
I mean, they're only
Indiana Jones.
They're only getting 0.5.
Because of the home team getting 3?
Yeah, you only get 3 at home. So they give them 3. They give them 3.5. They're only getting 5, basically.
I'm a professional Chiefs hater. even I'm not so sure that I want to bet against them still. I said last week I'm not betting against them. They got handled by Denver. I just feel like there's still something left in the Reed.
And he got something left.
Something left.
Yeah.
All right. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan, 800-636-1067. On your phone lines as we roll towards the noon hour.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Simone Biles got new boobies.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. It sounds rude of me to say it that way, but look.
I guess she's done with
gymnastics.
Gymnastics then?
She talked about it. And so if she's going to talk about it.
You could talk about
openly,
it.
Openly. Well, right. As long as it's not in a creepy, lascivious, out of bounds way.
Was it a reduction, an increase?
Oh, no. It was a enhancement, let's call it.
Okay.
Breast enhancement surgery. She said her doctor in Houston did it, and she's one of the best, and that she's happy with how they look. She gave the specs on they are this many cc's, high profile, saline. I mean, there's all kinds of
I'm gonna
specs
just say this
stuff.
Zay, when they give you all that information, you got the right to say what they say. You can repeat it, talk about it. I mean,
but here was the thing that blew me away. She also said, by the way, it hurts. She's like, I don't know what, I've had other girlfriends that say, oh, yeah, 2 days later, I was going out to clubs and having a great time. Everything was fine. She's like, man, this hurts. She chose to get those, to get them under her muscle. And I didn't know that was an option.
Huh?
And she's probably got a lot of chest muscle being a world-class gymnast. So that might be part of what is affecting
her. Well, that may
her.
Make it hurt even more because if they got to put it under the muscle, they have to lift the muscle.
Well, that's the thing. And apparently you can do it two ways. You can do it under and over. I don't know much about this other than just I'm happy
and
for
her. And it's saline, you said?
No, she's going silicone. Now, there were a problem.
But
there
like, wouldn't you be worried about it if it's under the muscle? Because like those things can leak.
I know. Well, once upon a time, there was a big recall for silicone breast implants, I believe. Dow or DuPont Chemical had to do a big settlement. This was 50 years ago, maybe. Long time ago. But I guess they've perfected it since then. But either way, she went on social media talking about it, And my biggest takeaway was not just that, well, she said she's still kind of in discomfort, was her size and weight. Do you know what she is? You know how tall Simone Biles is?
4 feet, probably 8, 9
yes.
inches.
Yeah. Nailed it. Yeah. 4'8".
I dated someone in college that was like that tall. My coach's niece was about 4'8".
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
I knew gymnasts were tiny. Yeah. I never thought of that. When I hear
Alicia
a woman that's
like that tall.
Yes. Like, and wow. She's got very broad shoulders as well. So she talked about that, saying, you know, I've got a pretty challenging body type, physique type, to make this all look the way I want it to look, because I got huge shoulders and I'm 4'8".
Yeah.
I was just like, wow.
That's small.
Yeah, 4'8". God bless
her.
Yeah. Well, enjoy them. Enjoy your new look. Is she still dating that former Packer? She's married to the former Packer, now Bear safety?
I think he's Bears now. Yeah.
Okay.
They got married.
Landfill, look up Ms. Biles' lovely hubby, because if he's still in the NFL or not. But yeah, good for her, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for both. But if they're still a little bit sore on the injured list, then maybe he's going to have to wait.
You have to wait a little while. Yeah, off.
Imagine that your wife gets home.
Plays for the Bears
with new ones. Oh, he does. Okay, who is it again?
What's his name? Landfill. Yeah, Jonathan. He claimed he didn't know who she was at first.
Jonathan who?
Owens.
Jonathan Owens. Okay, yes.
He didn't know who she was when he first met her, he said.
You believe that?
Hell no. She's more popular than you, dude. She's probably bringing in more money than he is.
Yes, easily, because of her endorsements.
Yeah.
Speaking of knowing who you are, I heard something on the golf course this summer that blew me away. And that was, a friend of mine said that when they meet somebody new on the golf course, a couple holes in, that person will often have Googled you.
Google who the person is?
Yeah. Hi, Bill Smith. Nice to meet you. Okay, great. Where are we playing? White tees? All right, great. Let's go have a good time. Boom, tee off. Couple holes later.
They know stuff about you.
Exactly. Not for nefarious
but
purposes.
But I'm just saying, everybody is not Googleable.
Oh, yes, they are.
But if you just pull up...
Bill Smith could be a million
Bill Smiths.
The average
name Bill Smith, and for you to figure out exactly who Bill Smith is, you know, I go play Jeff Walker, and I Google Jeff Walker.
I know.
We don't know who's going to pop up.
But maybe you say, oh, Jeff, nice to meet you. Where are you from? And he says,
D.C.
Bowie, hun. Or where were Jeff Walker's from? D.C. born, right?
Fairmont Heights, Maryland, baby.
Fairmont Heights, okay. So that's all I need then to get a good bead on Jeff Walker from Fairmont Heights. So, again, this is not for anything nefarious. You're not going to try to steal someone's identity. But it's a way to get conversation started. So I would agree with you that his claim, Jonathan Owens, that he didn't know who Simone Biles was, it was like, oh, just another 4'8" sweetheart who could be my soulmate. Let's see how this goes dating. Like, oh, well, you're one of the greatest gymnast of all time.
Yeah, dude, please. Come on. Try that elsewhere.
Exactly. Try that elsewhere. But imagine getting, you know, your girl, she gets home with the new ones, and she's like, oh, they're still a little sore.
Get a massage, I love you, baby.
And you're like, come on, let me just lay my head next to him. Come on, let me just pet him.
Your head too heavy.
Can I just do the no? Get away. So you go sit on the other end of the couch, looking all glum, and you're just looking over at your girl, those beautiful new lady lumps. You say to yourself, when can I get at him? All right, week number 12 in the National Football League. The Broncos, the Dolphins, the Chargers, and yes, our Commanders are on a bye. There's some pretty big headline games coming up here, some significant games. The Sunday nighter is Bucks and Rams. We got to talk about that time that Baker Mayfield, on 2 days' notice, led a Rams comeback when he had been cut from the Panthers. Mm-hmm. That was in 2022.
Yeah.
He's back again, this time with the Bucks and flying high. That's one of the games of the week. It'll be your Sunday night affair. And we'll get into all that next hour with Mike Jones of The Athletic and the governor making his picks. It is B. Mitch and Finley, Steve Zabin sitting in for JP right here on The Fan.
Call number 10 to 800-636-1067. You can win a pair of tickets to the University of Maryland football Saturday, November 22nd versus Michigan. Join Maryland Terrapins football for his 2025 finale against the Michigan Wolverines. Don't miss your last chance to see Maryland football in Turpsville this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.